Simshin and Dalad, Mishavuras on Sif Aleph. So the case was a boar was Rishis Rabim, and there's a Chulya Svivoy. What's Chulya of Mishavuras? It's a cut in Aleph. Hainu Karkis Svivoy Sabor. There's a Svivoy Sab, the Hakif Kamin Chemis. They would take the dirt as they would dig the pit, they take the dirt out and put that dirt and make a rim. Like a wall around the boar. Im oimed hanu bor atzma, if the boar itself is within four tefachim to b'shus yachid. So the Shartin says it's opposed to that the boar is more than four tefachim away, but the thickness of the chulya makes it that there's a gap between the wall of the Rishus HaYochid and the Chulya is less than 4 Tvachim, but the board itself is beyond 4 Tvachim. An argument can be made again, that case again, but it's less than 4 Tvachim where you could walk, so it's still a Malka Ptur. So you'd be allowed to. So why does the Mishnah Berurah stress that? Because the Mishnah Berurah says, because there's a case where if the Chulya is very low, it's less than 3 Tvachim high, so we don't consider that something which prevents people from walking. So then you'd have an area of 4 tefachim to walk in. Now, I wouldn't be so excited to walk because you might fall into a boar. But apparently that's not considered
if it's lower than 3 tefachim, we blend it into Rishus HaRabim. But it's interesting that even though there's a boar there, we're not making a difference.
Right, not making a difference. Okay. Gimel. If the boar is within four tefachim tushas yachim, b'sef arba tefachim, the kimin shehu hefzik pachas me'arba tefachim ben abor lekoisel, the gap between the boar and the koisel, the wall of the rishus yachim, is less than four tefachim. Lo dosi bei rabim klal, people will not walk there. Well, can't have you walk up a tour. Therefore, it's considered malka patur, and therefore you're allowed to stand there and actually take the water out of the boar and pass it. You can do this on the side which is between the boar and the Rishus HaYochid. Obviously, you can't stand on the other side and lift water out of that boar and pass it to Rishus HaYochid. Now, this is Ben Shu Oymid Ben Akosta Labor, Umatiyamai Mea Bor, Menicha Rishus HaYochid Chatzlit. So, this will work whether you're standing in that gap. Mm-hmm. And taking it out of the board and passing it through Shasa Yachid. Obenchu Oymed Bribayis, or he's standing inside the house, Umashal Shal Hatali, the board, Derechal and Habayis. He puts the bucket through the window down into the board, and he brings it in afterwards. Tembechalzeh, the Mutzer Shasa Yachid, Shasa Yachid, Derech Mokum Tur. So this is Mutzer, because Shasa Yachid, through Mokum Tur, and that's Mutzer.
So the Mukim Petor is the area that is surrounding, that's just because you have this little 3 tefachim high wall that goes around it, but actually inside of the pit itself.
It's just a yachid. Right. And this is true even if the chuli is not 10 tefachim high. But Salomar, he means Kim Betzira for boar, but it does mean that the full height inside of the boar, including the depth and including the chulya, is a total of 10 tefachim. The boar b'chuyasim is not from the start. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says that the boar and the chulya combine to create a depth of 10. So inside it's considered shesayachim. Who had in lohaya chulya klal? Lohaya boar atzmei omek asar tefachim. If it's 10 tefachim deep, there's no chulya at all. So, as long as the gap is less than 4 tefachim, you know it's a makom patur, and you can lift you can load it from there. However, if it's more than 4 tefachim away, it's a makom la makom patur hu al Rishus HaRabim. So now that's not a makom patur, but rather it's a rishus. It's now part of the Rishus HaRabim again. So then, we said that you can only fill the bucket from the window. Now obviously you can't stand in that place and pass to Rishus Yochid. But if a person would want to let a bucket out of his house through the air into the bore, so if the chuliyah is 10 tefachim high, so the bucket is traveling in Makom Patur airspace. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, the bucket will travel through the airspace of Rishus Rabbim, and that's awesome.
So if it goes straight out, he's over 10 tefachim out his window, and then until he drops that bucket down, even if he drops it straight into that bore, we're still saying that he's traveling over the airspace, or it's only that if that bucket swings below 10 tefachim. What I mean is that the angle in which the bucket goes down is a 90 degree angle from let's say.
Well, the case was it was more than 4 tefachim away from the house.
So yeah.
How do you have that?
So here's the window. There's a pole with a bucket and a string, but everything is above 10 tefachim. So it's sort of.
Well, yeah, but probably they wouldn't be matter because since you're relying on the fact that you're going to go that way. But if you let your pole down, you'll end up going to the Rishus Rabbim. Imagine that we wouldn't be matter that.
Why are we even going over this halacha? Considering I thought it's halachically not allowed to have a bar Rishus Rabbim. Isn't that an usin to have a bar? I mean, we talked about other things, the ta'iver and all this, and we said it in a few. A few simanim back that this, if you're talking about something you're not allowed to do, isn't that something you're not allowed to do to have it lechatchil?
If you cover it, or it's clearly offset from the Rishus Rabbim, they're not going to be stepping in it or on it. It's not usur.
Oh, and you're saying that's the case here?
I mean, well, once it has the chulia, which is 5 tochim high, you shouldn't be falling into your bore. Now the case of the chulia was less than 3 tefachim. That's an interesting question.
Because the Mishnah Berurah just says, "But who I didn't imlo yichulia klal." That's why it hit me. He's saying, even if it's, what are we talking about that for?
Okay, that's a fair question. Okay.
Is that a maka?
Well, it wouldn't
it's
be
yours.
It's
your property.
And it's just a question. I don't know whether there's a lot of maka. Vis-a-vis a boar.
Maka's height is 10.
Like a gecha on your roof. Yeah.
Or a porch. And where you're above ground and you can fall down from there to the ground is a chiv maka. The front porch sometimes is a chiv maka, but it's tall enough.
A bima.
Right.
But it has to be 10, right?
It has to be 10 tefachim high to be chayv maka.
So you think under 10 wouldn't be something you think would protect you from falling?
Well, I mean, there's two dinim. There's one mitzvah sees a makkah is an mitzvah say. And there's an iser loisa say losasim domim, which anything which has potential for being hurt, you have to remove it. Okay. You don't make a bracha when you do that, though. Imalamelo zayin. Even though really it's not going to be the raisa because it's still attached to the li is still attached to the rope which is attached back to Rishus Yochid, but still also to do it. Unless Elam Kein Tehei Sivkot Nches, if the chulia is 10 tefachim high, those mele had the li sheshoyev by helchum alam yisora, it's always by definition going to go above 10. Shasham Malkum Patur, which is the Malkum Patur, and came in Ma'ala, Mishasayachid, Derech Malkum Patur. So that's Mutur. So he's going Mishasayachid through the airspace above 10, which is the Malkum Patur. Now, Vedavka Kashachalon Gam Kengaboya Sar Tvachim in a Kark. The Chalon was also 10 Tvachim above the ground. So it's going from above 10 to above 10. Fine. The raw adli klal avrish zarab. It never went through avrish zarab. But if you have a situation where the window was lower, like sort of you throw it up, I'm not sure exactly how you would do that. Practically, you'd end up going through the avrish zarab again. That's awesome. Okay. V'aymed b'shus harabim, v'mashal shal d'li b'chev v'lasech ha'bor, omak ha'sara v'rochav ha'bor. The person sat in b'shus harabim, and there's a pit there, and there's a bucket attached, you know, there's a bucket going down over there. So he's letting it down with a rope, umamala mayim, umayt b'shus harabim, then he takes the bucket out to b'shus harabim. Chayef. Okay, so he's going to be chayv. Now, because you read the boar, he never really let go of the dli. So it was always still ogled to where his first place was. So there never was a full act of hachnasa from the Rishas Rabbim into the Rishas Yachin, because he always had, was still attached back to the Rishas Rabbim, because he's holding the rope the whole time. We had before, but still, if you're still holding on to it, you're not going to be chayv the rice, and it's not mutter to go from, put the bucket from Rishas HaRabim into the pit. He sent over the bucket from Rishas HaRabim. It wasn't, you know, wasn't attached on top. He sent to the bucket, his bucket. He's Rishas HaRabim. He sets over there, attached to a rope. He puts it over the rim and down. So he did a haknos, Rishas HaYachin. No, he didn't. Not a full haknos, because he never let go. He's still holding onto the rope. So you're not going to be chayiv under the lead. So why is he chayiv? On the water.
That's what I was thinking.
So, okay, Hamayim, Rishas HaRabim. He took the water out of the Rishas HaYachid, and he means Rishas HaRabim.
He's doing that, so.
Now, I feel in some of the board, Lo Hoyer, Rishas HaRabim, not Carmelis. If the situation was what was around the board was Carmelis, Gam Ken Yeshi Zor Mizeh. Well, Kaponim, Misur Ik, it's not Chayim, but it's a Salosser.
Okay. It's the same like any other case of a
Carmelist. Yeah. The Mishnah starts here and says, Poshut.
Yeah.
Obvious. Good. So why do you say it was obvious? I don't know. Good.
Because this stuff is complicated stuff.
Okay, now. Udali atoli be'etz orach. K'mashar is on the bear shalon alisha. So now you have your situation where you have your bucket, which is attached, it's attached above the boar.
You know this.
Udali atoli be'etz orach.
I've seen that
before. It's hanging in the well. It's above the bear, in the airspace above the bear. And Avshamayim Hoya B'Dalim B'Bayoyim. It had the bucket had the water in it before Shabbos. Shlo Okar Isamim B'Shabbos Min Abir. There was no act of Akira from the bear on Shabbos.
That's like a Mokum Pator.
Well, no, because it's Avrish. You can't take it off, pull it away, and put it down on the ground. Now, we said before that you can't do, even the case of a person just doing Hanocha, Chazal Asr. So there's Hanocha on Shabbos. Now, furthermore, I feel that also by Avrish Sabbav Haber, Galgim Stavach Primagodim Immutter. Maybe even if you don't put it down, just to swing it out, should be awesome. So Primagodim is Masavik. What's Primagodim Safik? We know that a kir without a knock is awesome. We know Hanukkah without a kir is awesome. What about a case of Hutsua without a kir or a Hanukkah? The kir was done, you pulled the water out of the bear before Shabbos. You didn't put it down. Right. So, but you transferred it from the Rishos Yachid of the bear to the Rishos Rabbim where you're standing. So you swung the bucket out. So you've done Hitzor without a Kira or a Hanukkah. So we know that a Kira without a Hanukkah is...
Well, when you swung it into Rishos Rabbim, wasn't that a Hanukkah? You mean it's just...
You didn't put it down. He just swung the bucket. It's still attached. It's in the bucket.
It's still in Rishos Yachid.
And now I swing the bucket out from where... From above the bear to the airspace of the Rishas HaRabim.
But it's still attached to Rishas HaYachid.
It's still attached to Rishas HaYachid.
Okay.
Or I don't put it down. It's in the air. I don't put it down. Okay. And then I take some water out like that. You know. So I never put the water down in the Rishas HaRabim.
Mm-hmm.
So I drink out of the bucket directly. Right? So, not discussing hygiene over here. Right? So the Prima Gaudim says that. That's a new one. You know, the Gemara discusses Akira without Hanukkah. The Gemara discusses Hanukkah without Akira. The Gemara never discusses the case of neither Akira nor Hanukkah, just like Zohar. So he's Masupik about it. And the
well, when you drink it, that's not considered an ochel. When you drink it. Because that's the case you mentioned, that he drank it.
Right.
You think it's going through the digestive system, so it's not stopping.
Oh, there's a case like that. We'll have it later on. The case of swallowing might be considered like a hanocha. I'm not sure. I remember something about that.
Because if it's hanocha when you drink it, then you have your hanocha.
Right.
You can carry something that way. Something in your mouth and walk. And,
yeah.
You can carry something that way. You're saying putting it inside you is not is not hanocha.
You're letting go of the water someplace else. That's hanocha.
Yeah, right.
Well, don't worry. We're going to get the basic kisei. We'll deal with that. That's next to me.
So if we have sort of like, let's say, a bucket, or a bucket holder, and it can rotate out, so it's neither, the bucket can be either in the Rishus Rabim and Rishus Yachid, depending on how you're, is this similar to what we're, is this the picture?
That's what you're grappling with, basically.
No, but that's sort of the way you bring it up, and that's still going to be in Rishus Yachid because right. It's always there. But if it would had a swing out part of it,
well, it wouldn't change. In other words, it starts out Rishus Yachid. It's right now it's hanging Rishus Yachid.
But if you would swing it over the Rishus Harambam, would that change its markam or not?
Well, that's the case over here. It's still all good. Never put it down Rishus Harambam.
No, this is before I thought somebody was holding it. He didn't.
Well, that's a different case. But now the thing is hanging on this, and he swings it out. So he puts the bucket down. That's called the hanocha.
Yeah.
The fact that there's a rope attaching it doesn't seem to potter him. He said, but if I leave the thing hanging in the air, there wasn't the hanocha. It's hanging in the air. So whether the fact that it swings out wouldn't change that.
But it would all have to be above 10 tefachim? Otherwise, if it
could... No, nope. So it's, if it's, it hasn't been put down on the ground. Okay, so the Prima Gadim is mesupik about it, and in Moshe Dersha they quote that Ilei Tal discussed this case, and Ilei Tal said that Chazal were not going to that case. There's no akir, there's no anocha, just who saw the Chazal did not ask him. That's it's a fascinating statement. Okay. Sif Beis.
Can I ask a quick one? Hopefully it's a quick answer. So when we had the parchment rolling off the side of the sloped roof, mm-hmm. and if it was within 10 tefachim of the ground, we weren't allowed to roll it back up because there was really no need to necessarily. I mean, it was sort of like it was attached to the Rishus Rabim sort of because it was within the airspace of it. So over here, we're saying that even though we might be within 10 tefachim of the airspace of Rishus Rabim, we're allowed to move it in and out of that airspace without an issue.
Hey, well, that's the Prima Gadim is Masupik, right? But over there, there was, it depends on the case. The case was if the wall was, which case are you going? If the wall was at an angle, so there's considered there's a hanocha.
Right, we're not allowed to roll it back.
Because there is a hanach over there.
Because it's resting on the wall that's in the...
Right, which was Rishus Sarav.
It's
part because of Agda B'yodai, but there was a hanach at least over there.
And if it's overhanging, I don't remember... So if it's overhanging and there's just a straight wall, then we're allowed to roll it back in.
Right, that's what we said. A case where if it's not at an angle, it's a straight up and down, so until it hits the ground, it's not considered a hanach.
Okay.
She's allowed to bring it back. Mishmeret is called the Bir Grua, maybe last three tefachim by the ground is called it's on the ground already. Maybe. Within three tefachim on the ground, it's called it's on the ground. Okay. Beis. Ashbar b'rishus harabim. Shagavaya asara rechava arbo. You have this dumping area, which is 10 and 4x4. Him b'rishus harabim. If it belongs to the rabbi, so well, there was, we're not concerned that maybe in the middle of next week they're going to decide to clear it out, and then the guy's going to come back there. And the following Shabbos, his regular want was to pour things there. Now he's pouring it through Rishus HaRabim. Usually, Ashbar HaRabim stays put. So, what's a Lizuk law? Rishus HaYachin, you can throw Rishus HaYachin, HaKor of law, which is nearby. We should be able to see what the definition of nearby is. So you're not worried about him, something he's missing, the rolling through Zerab and him bringing it back. Usually you throw things out which you're not necessarily going to want to retrieve. However, the Ashra belongs to so Yachid, is also, he cannot do that. So the Yachid also, Lefanas Ashra Shaloi. People change their Ashra, they clean it out. The following week they're going to pour there like you, as they're used to. Now you're pouring from Rishus HaYachin, this is the Rabbim, and that's a problem. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Tez.
You're saying that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that we're not concerned that he's going to take it back because it's Moos, so he's not going to take it back. But what about if it just falls off and it lands now in Rishus HaRabbim? Isn't he chayav with anything there? Forgetting about, he didn't take it back; he just left it there.
Well, fair question. Okay, let's see, Mishabur. Okay, so cotton test. Ashra b'rishus harabim. Yimei medes b'karmelis. Ein primogodim. Primogodim raised the question. Maybe nowadays. We only have, according to the sheet, it says we only have caramelists nowadays. So even Ashra Shayachid should be mutter possibly because it'd be like Xera. Or do you say since the Ashra Shayachid is Darach Lefanos, that goes into all the halachas of keeping caramelists? Okay. Shagoya Sora. Dim Lohoy Sagoya Sora. Shem Caramelist Aleha, Basel Lizuk Aleha, Misha Shayachid. But it wasn't 10 high, and 4x4 is Anisha Shayachid. So you obviously can't throw from the Shulchan Aruch until you're throwing from the Shulchan Aruch into the Carmelis. Shal Rabim. The Rabim and Shlichim Shom Shafchim Vizivlein. People throw their Shafchim are the things that the water that they throw out. Zevel is the manure. They throw all these items there. But the Lizard Law, even if it's more than four Tochim away, then you're dealing with a Rishus Rabim in the middle. You're allowed to throw from the house onto the Ashram. But the case was that the Ashram was 10 high, and the window was 10 high. So then it's a case of you're throwing from the house, which is a yachid, to the ashram, which is Rishus HaYachid, going through the airspace above 10 tvachim, which is Makom Patur. So it's mutter. Ah, you must have caused a macabre car of law. So why the Shulchan Aruch say it was nearby? In Sif Aleph, we said nearby means it has to be within the four tvachim. Because it should give that place where you're standing. A status of Makom Patur. Now we're saying it's 10 high. So, like you said, we're also, it's always traveling above 10. So, what's the problem? So, why do you need carved love? But Lafukim Ashba, Rochim, Mishus Yachid, Shayez Gala Ashba, Shalal Lipa Mishus Rabim. If it's further away, the Cheshash that it might land Mishus Rabim is significant. You might miss. Therefore, they said, don't throw it. You can't throw it. If it's nearby, even though it's more than four tefachim away, we figure that usually most people have that much of a good aim they have, and they're going to get into the hash. Korvlo, mitzvah erev kimin shein b'diur. He says, so now raises the question, do we have a problem that you should need an erev to throw from the Rishus HaYachid to this asha which belongs to the rabbin? So, so he says, since nobody uses that place as a dwelling place, or it's not like it's, I'm throwing a different Rishus HaYachid, but nobody lives there. As opposed to, let's say, the hallway, which we all share as it's part of our usage of our living space. So we're not guys who might come and retrieve it because Musim, shein tzarach lehem, tamei tzarach lehem, lo'os l'suyei achakach afilu im yipo. So if it falls, you're not going to still go in to retrieve it. But if it's a shel yachid, we're worried about that he'll remove it, and the following week he'll pour there like usual, expecting it to be there. Kedar kan shayri gidam sham mikadam, the way he, what they were used to it beforehand. Masha'en ken ba'ash v'shal rabim, l'amim l'chim ma'asoyso ashpo. People don't change their mind. It will always be above 10 tefachim. Not worried about it becoming the hype becoming less. They're constantly replenishing it. Okay. Then it goes to Ra'u Besakisa. Boy, hey, Sifim. Okay. What's a Gzustra? What is a Gzustra? Pirish Dav, Obinion, and Berlet Mitochabatim Lachutza. Gzustra is some type of a built up item which is extending out from the house. Shila Malimin and Mayim, and the case was that there was a river there, there was a lake there, immediately adjacent to the house, and this gezuzah extended out from the house over the water. And there's an opening in the house which allows you to use the gezuzah. So we deal with the gezuzah as an extension of the house, like we had before. So the gezuzah is rishus hayachid. You're allowed to put things, item on the Gzustra from the Shusha Yochid, they'll take things from the Gzustra into the Shusha Yochid. But now the fellow's interest over here is to draw water from the water surface which is beneath it through a hole in the Gzustra.
Either you make a mechitza around the whole gezuzah, or you make a mechitza around the hole that you're going to be raising the water through. Okay? Ushiya boy arboa. This is all it's talking about the case of the gezuzah was 4x4. Vein chilik im benim yasena lamata mechuberes lo benim yasena al gabo. The mechitza that you have to make, there's no difference if you make the mechitza above the gezuzah going up for 10 tefachim, or you make it below the gezuzah going down for 10 tefachim, or you make it above the hole or below the hole. Doesn't make a difference. Now, what's the argument over here? The argument over here is there's a din of a good achaz mechitza. So even though we can give a halachic status of Rishus HaYachid on the Gzustra, since it's immediately adjacent to the window, and you use it from the window, it's like Chayav Rishus HaYachid, there'd be no halacha that mechitzas would extend up and down. But if you make a mechitza around the 10th Tevachim, or around the hole, that becomes Rishus HaYachid, because Arbol, and 10th Tevachim high, then there's a din of good. There's a din of good asik mechitza. There's also a din of good achas mechitza. It goes up. It goes down.
Asik is up.
Asik is up. Achas is down. Right. So the way a maskana is like the end. It's like going further. It's like up. Mm-hmm. Whereas achas is on tachas. So you said, well, you'll say it's good achas mechitza, and the mechitza goes down into the water. It's like, so like the water below the gzustra is in Rishus HaYachid now. So I'm drawing water from Rishus HaYachid into the house. That's not a problem. It's Rishus HaYachid. Not a caramelist. You know, the water usually is a caramelist. By doing this, I'm making it into a Rishus HaYachid.
You need an error for
that? I don't think so.
It's Rishus HaYachid, isn't it?
What?
Isn't it looked at as if it's the same Rishus HaYachid
as the Gzustra? The same Rishus HaYachid as the Gzustra.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
The gzusha is tied to the house, so the house on
the gzusha. Yeah, so the question would be, if, since the water belongs to everybody in the city, so even though I impose my rishus yachid on it, but it doesn't belong to me. And that's the things that your question was.
So that wall that's extending downwards, upwards, that doesn't have to be within 10 tefachim of the water. It just has to be 10 tefachim of the house.
It has to be 10. It has to be a height or depth of 10 tefachim.
Regardless of its height above the water.
Correct. And then you'll say that the mechitza goes down, and it's as if the water is a shesayach. Say malam mera el kani also mechitza. Fine. Bekim she also mechitza. Matarim gam lish mechimena. So now, once you made this mechitza around the gzistera, so you're allowed to raise water out of the water which is below into the house. You're also allowed to, if you want to pour something out into the river, you're allowed to pour it out from the house through that hole into the water. Some of the person is traveling in a boat and he needs water and he's traveling in a freshwater lake or river, so he wants to get some water out of it. So what's the problem? The boat is a shesayachid, the river is a karmelis, or the lake is a karmelis. So he's challenged in how is he allowed to do the act of being mamal lamayim. So any yachol lamal is elim ken yasalo daf arbo al arbo, v'yisa b'nek of mamal derech sham. You have to extend a board off of the side of the boat, which is 4x4, and make an opening in that, and draw the water through that opening. But Benetzar glasses like mechitzas. Here we make and we say you don't need mechitzas. I mean, kaifat starim a good achas mechitzta. We almost look at it as if the edges of the board go down and create the mechitza. Why is that? Shekelu b'svina neishenu yochel lasos shom mashiyas v'bayis. The average boat was not the Queen Mary, right? And that wasn't really so much room to make a full, this very large mechitza tent. They Chazal kept a mechayvi, a little boat over there. What are you going to? Okay.
How far out, by the case of the boat, does it have to come out?
It has to extend. It has to be 4x4. It has to extend.
And now, by the bias,
also has to be 4x4
minimum. And why does it help for the mechitza or for the fence around? How come it can be underneath the platform?
Well, either way, you'll say good achas mechitza. The point is, your goal is to make the water in Rishon Zayachid. So I have an area which is 4x4 and it's 10 down, it means it's 10 high from top to bottom. Now it's just a shesayachid. Its mechitzas extend down into the water.
Because the mechitza extends all the way down?
Correct.
To the water?
Correct. Now, the honey mealy, this is going on the boat, is kashuhu besech asor tvachim, that the height of the boat was within 10 tefachim of the surface of the water. Remember we said you measure 10 tefachim from the surface of the water. So the height of the boat was within 10 tefachim. If the boat was higher and it was above 10 tefachim off the ground. Okay, so you're going to go from the Carmelis to the Rishus Yachid through the Avram Malkin Patur. So you're adding another element over here which you didn't have before. So then Chazal will make it even more. Much Ziz Kol Shehu. You can make any type of extension. It doesn't have to be so large. It's like there's a larger area. But just Stam Aziz, which is Stam like a little thing sticking out. And you can fill it through that hole. Shaharei Derek Avram Makam Patur Humamali Misagi Beheker Ziz. The Heker Ziz should be a Heker. Because really what you're doing is taking it up above 10 Tvachim. So you're traveling. Part of the traveling is from the Carmelist to Rishon LeZion to Avram Makam Patur. That they were in Gezer, there's at least, as long as you have some reminder to be careful. What's that? That's the Ziz Kolshu. Umeimov, if a person has liquid which he needs to discard. Yochel Lishbuch al Dofne Hasfina. You pour it on the side of the river, the side of the boat. Vehem Yardim Layom, and then they flow down. You pour it over here, but it's going to flow down, but that's. It wasn't a direct act of him putting it into the yam. It was, I'm pouring it here, and it's moving, but it's moving because of my kayach, but it's not me actively moving it. I put energy in it, I poured it over here. The nature of the beast is you pour it here, it goes. But that's, I didn't make it go there, but it's my kayach. I mean, I didn't actually take it there, but it's my kayach which did it.
Doesn't it make a difference what the shape of the boat is? I mean, if you have a boat that slopes very much, you know, even if you're pouring on the side of the boat, there could be a mashu on the side, and then it just goes straight down into the water. Yeah, if the boat is like a square, then yes, then you, as it's running, it's going to be running along the side. But if it's almost like a triangle going this way, you know, sloping in. You're just pouring, it's mamish like you're pouring it into the water.
Well, if it doesn't land on the boat, it basically really lands on the water, so that's not that...
So it does make it
difficult. It has to actually land on the boat.
On the boat.
Right. So that's called kaychay. Kaychay b'karmel is the gozer. The Mora says, chazal b'na gozer, this or kaychay when it comes to karmel.
What has to land on the boat?
Whatever you're discarding.
So does that principle of Koko Bakarmazilogazru, does that mean that we apply it to elsewhere?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah. We'll see what some of the applications, you know, it'll come up again, the applications. Yeah, but it's a new connection. We didn't have this before.
When did you start today? At 8 o'clock?
No, we started early.
Portrait?
Hagav Ayin, Hamam and Simon Shindon, so Simon Shindon Zayin. Shtei Sun Zoetzelzu. New case, after a more. There are two ships next to each other. Also, Tatam is others. You can't carry from one to the other. So, with Chazal, do not allow you to transfer something from one to the other because they're afraid it might drop into the river or the water in between, which is a Carmelis. So, Ellen can Kshurus Zobazov, if they're tied to each other, they're not worried about them drifting away from each other and something falling in the middle. Oh, Ellen Kane, Haim Gavoyim Minamayim Asora. So, you're passing it in the Avram Makom Patur. If it then goes to the Carmelis, worse comes to worse, it went from Rishus HaYachid to the Avram Makom Patur to the Carmelis. The second issue we have is the Rebbe Chatzeris. So now you tie the two boats to each other. So they're allowed to carry from one to the other, but there's a problem. It's two different Rishus HaYachid. You can't carry from one to the other unless you do the Rebbe Chatzeris. So they have to do the Rebbe Chatzeris. Well, they can't do it on Shabbos. They have to do it before Shabbos. Okay, Shavura. That was a mouthful. So there's Shavura. Aleph. Gezustara. Pierce, what is that? Dafa Yerzim in a Kosel, Min Kosel Abayas, Shayer Somak Layam, Elinor. It's a board which extends out of the wall, which is near a lake or a river. This extension is above the water. V'yesham nekev, and there's a hole. Shebiyam emsios in the middle. V'chalon abayis psuchloi. This is done immediately adjacent to the house, the window of the house. Shemal amayim derech a nekev, metaltim in the mayim, shem karmelis, v'shuzayach. So during the week, you draw water through that hole into the house. If you do it on Shabbos, you're taking it from the water, which is the caramel, is into Rishus HaYachid. Okay, so the only way that you have to make this mechitza, the way I saw it, you make this some type of a fence around it. 10 tvachim high. The hashavi kol shekonegda al lamata Rishus HaYachid. Now that generates that there's a din of good achas mechitza, so therefore everything beneath it is all Rishus HaYachid. Even though it's in the air, it does not reach the water. It's called tuluya. It's suspended. So say good achas mechitza. Now, what's the mishabur? The mishabur is hinting to. We'll see it later on. If it's over, it's over land, this doesn't work. Why? Because there's this chazon called mechitza tuluya. A suspended mechitza, there's no din of good achas mechitza. Itself is a Rishus HaYachid. I'm saying it's a Rishus HaYachid. But below, beneath it, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Now, there's a machlokes achronim, why not? So the more the Rishonim mentioned a concept, but the Gemara, or the Gemara mentions it already, there's something called begiyim boikim boi. If you have a mechitza which gediyim, the little animals, could, the little kids, could go break through it. Mm-hmm. So it's a halachic mechitza. It goes down to the ground. But animals can go under it. So if it doesn't reach within three tefachim of the ground, we assume that that's called animals can get under it, and that it's mivat to the mechitza. It's a wall. Things can go through it. Right? So that's a problem. That's more in Aaron that introduces the concept of there's a chesor and a mechitza tluya of Gideon. Gediyim and Baikim Bay. Well, the Gemara says is, but you don't say Gediyas. Start again. Bekiyas Gediyim is a problem. Bekiyas Dogim is not a problem. Fish function on not, you know, beneath the surface. You don't see them in a certain sense. So that doesn't call it doesn't break the dinner mechitza which is there. So the mechitza extends into the water.
So the mechitza has to touch the water, you say?
No. But there's nothing about the animals don't really travel on the top of the water either.
Oh, that's what you mean, because it's on water.
Right. So
if it was on land, there would be a problem, but if it was on water, there's not a problem because there's no animals there.
Well, let's say you're high enough that, you know, that boats go under there. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, or you're, you know, fishermen walk over there, you know, wade over there. You know, there's, you know, theoretically other scenarios, but normally the case will be, the only thing you're dealing with, there's nothing there which would be going there.
And this Gedi and Bokumbo, we don't say like Ilcha Sukkah, when let's say the Mechitza, the Sukkah, ends before three Tochum from the ground, that animals can go through there. But do we still say it's a Mechitza? For Sukkah, we say. We don't say that destroys the Mechitza, does it?
I think so.
We do?
I think so.
So in other words, if you have a Sukkah, and it somehow you're holding the boards together, but the boards end over here. Do we say love it in that case?
Well, within three tefachim you say love it. But if it's three tefachim or more, you don't say love it.
Oh, so this gediyim thing is over three tefachim, you say?
It's over three tefachim. Over
it's over three tefachim. Because if it's not, it would be love it, you say?
Right.
Okay.
The problem is the Chazanish has a problem with this. Chazal's lashon is kal hu shekila b'mayim. Well, what's the kula? It's not a kula there in Mako. The etzim, you're telling me the Bekiyas dogim doesn't break a mechitza. Bekiyas gediyim does. So on land, you have Bekiyas gediyim, it's a problem.
Uh-huh.
And water, you don't have Bekiyas gediyim, so you just have Bekiyas dogim, which is not a problem. It's like, what's the kula? Right? Means he understands that there's the definition of a mechitza is it's from the ground up. Came along Chazal and said, when it comes to water, we're going to be mekel. In other words, from that, Lashon Chazal indicates that there's an intrinsic need, leaving out the issue of bekiyas gediyim or dogim. The way you make a mechitza or something is from the ground up, not from the Shemaim coming down, and then, I mean, I don't care how you build it, you know, but the point is that's where it is. Mechitza is to set up an area, and the area is from the ground up. So, because I'll make up my mind that you don't need that. Okay.
But is it also a sort of a fetish or the being makel because the Rishus Arabim extends down? Not so much the Mechitzas.
Rishus Yachid.
Rishus Yachid is extending downward. Is that more than the Mechitza issue? It's just that you have this Rishus, which normally, say, from the surface upwards, now we're saying that surface downwards because it doesn't matter.
Well, again, theoretically, let's say a person has a porch. It's 10, and they have the mechitza around the porch 10 tvachim high. So there's a din of good achas mechitza. That's not limited over here. Theoretically, you should say good achas mechitza, and beneath the porch should be rishus
yachid. Right, but the wall itself for the porch extends to the floor. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the surface of the porch wouldn't be a rishus yachid.
Okay, but it is. Correct. But now I want to say that beneath the porch should also be Rishus Yachid.
From those walls.
From those walls. They have walls that are 10 tvachim high. They create a generate Rishus Yachid, and their walls should extend down.
Do we say that?
Well, no, we don't, because of Bekiyas Gediyam. But were it not for Bekiyas Gediyam, we would. The concept of Gudach Machitza exists. Just there's this issue of
can get underneath of it.
Because something can get underneath it that breaks it, like breaks the mechitza.
It's a derabanan, then Bekiyas Gediyam is a derabanan.
No, Bekiyas Gediyam is pashas, is deraisa.
Deraisa.
Right.
But it's deraisa that it only is going to plant on land.
Correct. Emre malami menu lachnis of the bais. You can't, if you don't have this mechitza, which is 10 tvachim, you can't raise water through the hole up to the gezustra into the house, because you're taking from a karmelis into rishus yochid. V'chein lahanicha al gabi gezustra, you can't even take it, the water from the river onto the gezustra, because we said the gezustra is since the window opens out to it and you can use, it's a chor rishus yochid. See, even there's no machitza there, the gezustra is a rishus yochid. So what's the solution? The solution is that you have to make this mechitza either around the whole gezustra or around the hole. Okay. Oh yeah. So solar machine. So glass is dafka sub called rochav gezustra. You have to make it around the whole gezustra. Asagi kishias a mechitza sub of a nekev. Shurochav arba. Assuming that the nekev was 4x4. The post mechalal arboy and mechitza, because it doesn't work. You can't generate din rishos, have din mechitza and generate din rishos if it's less than 4x4. So now it comes out that area is rishos yachid. So you say gulach is mechitza down to the river, and you're taking from the river, which is now rishos yachid, up through the hall, which is rishos yachid, at the gezustra, which is rishus yachid, into the house, which is yachid. Didn't they? The matzah mechaber says whether it's can be on top, can be on bottom. I'll be shiroch oira harbim in a mime, even though there's a gap between it and the water. It still works. And v'kolkin, obviously, imoysim mechitza shel asar tavachim lamata eitz lamaim demani. If it's mamish directly going down into the water, obviously that's going to work. The rina gudachas mechitza. A negative gezustra. It goes down, corresponding to the area of the gezustra, it goes down into the water. You can do it on top. The gamazemina gudach is mechitza. Now, so if you make it beneath it, so I understand gudach is mechitza, right? So it's beneath the thing, it's directly facing towards the water. You say gudach is mechitza. We say, who would then if there's mechitza on top of the top of this gezustra? So that also works. So, however, you should know the Yeshvin of Kodim, which argue, Yeshvin Rishonim, Shacholkim is that, Sirilahu, the Davka Kajoyza, Machitza is Lamatim and Exustura, Ozimin and Gurach is Machitza. Ablo Kajoyza, Agabi Exustura, Chilavale, Nochel Nizarbis. They say we make it on top, since it's made to use for the Exustura, and so that becomes, it's that almost like sort of like, defines the makom of the Yerushalayim is only above and not below. That's what they hold. And therefore, the Chizkila, you should be careful to put it below. should be. So you're allowed to draw water through there, and you're allowed to lishma kamen. You're also allowed to pour things out through there. Hanu derecha nekev alanor. You're allowed to pour things through the hole into the river, vayam or the lake. After sherev kumiel chutzim mechitzas agzustura. Well, 1 second. That's very nice. It's going to land in the water, which is a ziyachid, but it's going to float away. The currents will take it away. Filach ishori. That's mutter. Because you put it into a ziyachid, and then what happened afterwards? It's not your mice. Now, furthermore. We had a case of there could be a little flow, like a rekak, like a little creek or something, which people can walk through, which can get a dinner. So even if where you're pouring is very near that rekak, so it's very possible it'll flow from your rishus yachid into rishus rabbim. That's still mutter. Where he touches on that, he quotes, this is the Magen Avraham based on the Tosfos. He quotes that the Rashba says not like that. In the case where there's a Rishus there, it would be problematic. Zion, and Yochel the Malos, prisons on a ship. The Mayim Carmel is same as Sinur Shazuyachi, the same problem. The water is a Carmel, and the boat is Shazuyachi. So you make this extension, which is 4x4, Abel Abot Tfachim, and you don't even need the Mechitzas, which are 10 Tfachim high or low, just that this extension is sufficient. They're makel by Svina. Pirish. Shebe gezustura haniz kermi kardim sarach dachim mechitzas asarach tvachim. But in the case of gezustura, I told you, you have to have some type of enclosure around it, which is 10 tvachim, high to 10 tvachim. And over here, we don't say that. Akul abrina gurachim mechitzas adamayim. And then we say that it's mutter because you say good achas mechitza. Aber besvina mekilin oid dein sorich mechitzas klal. You don't need any mechitzas at all. Alaminin kevet sadim kilo hoyesha mechitzas. Achakach oimrim good achas mechitza adamayim. So we deal with the edges as if they were walls. And then we say that there's a good achas adamayim till the water. There is, in a case where this board was 17 by 17, so you say, you know what, halacha looks as if the sides bend. So it's 4 by 4 in the middle, it's 10 tefachim deep. Right? Now the whole area was actually more than that, but we get that result. I understand that. But the case over here is where it's only 4 by 4 to start with. So how you say kevet stadim and it works, I'm not sure how it works.
What's the problem?
So we say, Mr. Bruce says, the Shachanah says, you say a concept called Kefet Stadim. You bend the Stadim and count them as walls. If you bend the Stadim, you don't have an area, a space which is large enough to give you 4x4 if you bend the sides.
You can count the bending of the sides
for both sides.
You get past the 4, no?
Yeah, but in case all of them require the halacha is to make a 4x4, and the machid to make larger.
All right, so, but if it's bigger.
It's bigger, I understand. You know, the problem,
no.
But halacha isn't sufficient if it's 4x4.
So you say, what are you bending this out? You don't have 4x4.
Once you, if you know, there's a steer over there, I mean, they obey by saying the two concepts.
Yeah.
Good, so the chama we're making, like we gave it, kill it's both, has both did it. Let's see if it's 4x4, because it's 4x4, and if it has walls, because we bent it down, you know.
Oh.
So, okay. You're sort of like. You know, rabbis can do interesting things. Um, Now that's all talking about is within ten, the height of the boat is low, and you're within 10 tefachim off the ground. So it's you're directly drawing from the Avra of the Carmelis into the boat. The height of the boat is less than 10 tefachim. Now, the full height of the boat was less than 10, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. So now we're not taking from Kramas Rosh Hashanah. There's no, the boat was 10 inside. Because the boat was deeper, it went below the water level. But we measure the Carmelis from the water level, and the sides of the boat are not 10 tefachim above the water level. The habish is a yachid. Al kin tzarek lasas min bechutz daf shal arbo. Kama shakosav, you have to make this board on the side. Dimeno omek asar tefachim. Gam ebnima shal svino, aloi havi Carmelis. So it's 4x4 and less than 10, it's a Carmelis. But it's not the mitochel, yam mitochel, but yishum tikus. You can carry from Carmelis to Carmelis. What's the problem? Okay. But if it's 10 high, what's the lormar? Kishahuma mala, a karha sorak lagbia, ksas hamayim, lamala, midafne asvina, shiyosim esara, welcome tour. Even if the ship is exactly 10, you can't get the thing over the top unless you take it above 10. So you're forced by definition to travel in an Avra welcome tour. You put a ziz as a reminder. You make a hole. So the Mishabur, the goal here is just a reminder that there's an Isser. So you don't really need to draw through the case of the Xistra, you have to draw through the hole, because if you do it over the side, that's a Carmelis out there. Gudas Mechitza says, here's Rosh Hashanah, there it's Carmelis still. But over here, I'm just being Mekel, because above 10, so I don't need an Ekev. So, Kimashal of Hekev, Alma, it's Mutter, V'yokol. L'malas, I feel a Shalom and Malkam Aziz. So you're allowed to draw even beyond the Z's. You don't have to draw from below. You're allowed to draw from beyond it. Okay. You don't need to specifically draw the water. Like, you can't draw the water from the through the Z's anyway. See, it's going to be on end up being on top of the Z's or the side of the Z's, wherever your thing ends up going. It has to be right next to the Z's, because that's where the hecker is. But you'll go over the end of the Z's, or you go right next to, sometimes they'll maybe slip off to the side. So as long as it's right next to the Z's, they're not there. Maybe let's hold it here. It's a lot of information. Tomorrow night we're learning at 7:30 in the shul downstairs. Then we'll go upstairs. This year is 8 o'clock.